Welcome to the Unintentional Porn Star.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, hello. Out for a wander. Hopefully it doesn't get too loud. And as always, we are here live in LA. Just kidding. Live for me. Not live when you're listening, I guess. Maybe someday I will do a live streamed podcast recording. Actually, that would be fun. I've had a few people ask me to do it, and I just am so spontaneous with my recordings that it has not landed there yet. One day. Okay, today we are here to talk about the concept, I guess we'll call it the concept, of self-sabotaging. And today I'm going to kind of lean in a little bit like I did my last episode about manifesting, sort of talking about things, not as much from a personal perspective. Of course, there'll be personal things in here, of course, because we're here to tell stories and share and grow and evolve and all of these things. And so, doing my lives and connecting and doing my one-on-one intuitive tarot sessions that people, FYI, I'm not a therapist, but people call me tarot therapy, where they're like, yeah, like I gained so much in this one session that I have in years of therapy. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. So if you feel like you want to be heard and sort of cared for in a space, feel free to check it out. You can come hang out with us on my TikTok lives, if TikTok is still going when you're listening to this in the future. But yeah, anyways, if that happens, by the way, if you're listening and if that happens, just go to my Instagram, at Rebecca Reinhardt, and I'm going to always announce what to do from there. That's kind of like the main hub for everything. But anyways, on my lives, many, many, many a times are there, you know, conversations about life and questions about love and all of these aspects that come forward, and the concept of self-sabotage, especially, you know, I'm not as attuned into the cycles of the moon and astrology as much as some people are. I believe in it. I definitely understand the importance behind it, and I sort of just take it with a witnessing perspective, I guess. And yes, I just want to validate that everything's always welcome here. So yes, and and then I'm just sharing from my perspective. But recently, a lot of old things have been coming up for people, like old exes or old patterns. Like, they're just noticing there's a lot of stuff coming up where they're like, what the heck? Like, where is this coming from? And so, yes, of course, we talk about, you know, a lot of people in the chat are more into astrology than myself. So they like come and support the astrology conversation, and we just talk about it and we see what's going on. And then I pull some cards and we talk intuitively and stuff. And ultimately, there's been a lot of people, oh my gosh, I'm going uphill. Why would I go uphill when I'm recording a podcast? Because I would. I'd go on a full-on fucking hike with you. And I will sometime, I'm sure. I go for hikes every day, almost every day. Anyways, the idea of, or the concept of self-sabotage has been coming up a lot because people are wondering, they're like, how do I, you know, people are really thinking about, how do I take accountability and responsibility for certain things in my life? Not necessarily taking responsibility from people, just like taking it for themselves and their actions and perceptions. And we talk about that a lot. How can we, you know, take our energy or gather our power in given circumstances? Well, you can shift your perspective or see how it can serve you. You don't have to do that. Like, there's space for everything. There's also space for being in pain. That's one of my workshops that I run, is how to hold space for pain and healing, because as a society, we sort of deflect from it or avoid it to some capacity. Not all the time, but to some capacity. So anyways, the self-sabotage idea, like, yeah, you know, people are noticing they've been self-sabotaging. And I've been thinking, I also was thinking about it for myself, where I was like, where are areas in my life where I have just completely self-sabotaged? And for myself, you know, in the last while, talking about thriving and things like that, it sort of brings forward this cycle that is nearing completion or is in completion of, yeah, self-sabotage. And And you know, why do we do these things? Why does this come forward? Like, why the heck would we self-sabotage from something good? Well, that's so deep and complex. There's a number of things we can talk about, but ultimately it feels like it stems from a place of possible insecurity or shame or fear. It could be a fear of success. It could be only understanding chaos. It could be that you've had a lot of really wild things happen in your life that you don't feel there's a dependency on better things or good things, however you perceive that, right? So there's a number of reasons why we can do that, but I just wanted to come in here and talk about it and touch on it a little bit in an aspect of, like, first of all, let's just sit in this for a second and be like, okay, like, we're human, you're human. Like, welcome to humanhood, you know, where we have all of these really weird intricacies and habits and decisions and, like, what the heck? We're all learning. Why would we do that? And just let's take a second to be like, it's okay. Like, let's hug ourselves for a moment and just honor. Oops, it's pretty windy now. And just honor, you know, what has come forward, especially in our past. Sometimes, you know, we can look back and feel regret or shame or embarrassment or any of those things. And I definitely was thinking about that lately, where I was like, oh gosh, I'm kind of embarrassed by a few things. And like, hand up if you've been embarrassed from something from your past, of how you've reacted or something you've done. Yeah, again, welcome to humanhood. And we look at that, I look at that, or we look at that, and we talk about, you know, holding a level of compassion for that and understanding that, oh my gosh, it's so loud in LA. Understanding that maybe before we didn't have the emotional or mental capacity that we do now, and that's not our fault. You know, so much of society, I've talked about this way far in the past, about society not necessarily setting us up for success in the mental and emotional world. And that is the effort, you know, that myself and a bunch of people step into, of course, for the evolution of this, the expansion of this, the understanding of this, and also the awkwardness, the wrong, the right. Like, we're just here to sort of expand in this and see how it comes together. And yeah, so just having a level of compassion, first of all, with the self-sabotage behavior. If this is something you have experienced, if not, that's okay. I guess we can sort of sit here and learn about it if you want to hang around. But it's just a level of, you are uncomfortable. It's the unknown. It was scary, possibly. Maybe there's some fears around it. And so the self-sabotage is a form of protection. Your insides, your body, whether it's your old self or your current self, whatever development or relationship you're experiencing with this self-sabotage, it's like it's here in an attempt to try and protect you. And even for myself, when I look back of the things that I self-sabotage that are, you know, can seemingly, even for myself, can be like, oh, that was a really good thing. You know, like, why would I do that? And it's like, well, actually, I look back, and if I really dig deep, it's because something wasn't right. And I didn't understand how to communicate or ask questions, ask for my needs to be met, ask for their needs. Like, what are your needs? Like, what's going on here? I didn't have the same level of narrative and information that I do now. And I'm very happy. I feel like I have more ammo in my tool belt. the references that I throw out don't even make sense. I'm happy that I have this now. And yet, you know, before, I self-sabotaged out of things that were good. Yes, I want to acknowledge this. I want to take responsibility and accountability, because I don't want to do that going forward. And I want to move forward even through uncomfortable times with as much insight, care, communication as possible, so that I can actually, in a very centered place, decide, is this right for me, or is this something that's possibly not right for me right now, and I just need to walk away from or create boundaries or whatever, right? So coming from it at a more centered place now, which is exciting. Yay! Like, so excited for the challenges coming forward, because now I feel like I overall have these skills that I can pull from. And also, I want to, again, even say to myself and to everyone here, like, even if you feel like you have something together once, like, give yourself some space to always be human, because every experience is new. And if you are working through certain habits or releasing certain habits or cycles, it's going to take some time. Like, give yourself some patience. There's going to be some tests, and sometimes it might be really shitty and you might be like, fuck, I fucked up. That's okay. And surround yourself with people who hold the capacity to understand your growth, your expansion, your your kind of tics and your awkwardness and your, like, what do you do in experiences that are triggering? Like, surround yourself with people who can hold space for all the parts of you and say, like, ouch, like, that hurt, or I noticed this about the situation, how do you feel, or, you know. Oh, and I've just been thinking about this. I just want to insert this moment for a second of, I've been thinking about how beautiful, there's so many beautiful people in my life right now, and I feel so fucking safe, and I feel grateful, and I feel expansive, and I feel heard, and I feel loved. And I want to add an extra note, because there has been some disruptions for me in the past with men from my childhood all the way up until, you know, there might still be some, but ultimately I have some really beautiful fucking men in my life too. And people like I have some really gorgeous ass people in my fucking life, and I'm so fucking grateful. And I was just thinking about that. And like, I messaged a few people literally being like, I'm just so grateful for you. Like, thank you for being you. And just thank you for, I don't know, you know, like, there's such a level of reciprocity. Oh my gosh. Between us. And it just feels expansive, safe, all the things that I have been working to create for myself and gather and seek. And I'm sure for them too, you know, we all like do this for each other. So just want to kind of note that as well, that, you know, if you are feeling a little bit, fuck, I've self-sabotaged, or, you know, there's something going on where I notice I'm feeling like really alone, there's a lot of uncomfortable things, I'm tired all the time, whatever's going on. If you can trust as much as possible the process, sometimes the process is really dark, grueling, and uncomfortable. And especially with something like self-sabotage, you can sabotage things that might be seemingly really fucking good, and it can feel confusing and frustrating, or life does it for you, or possibly life sabotages things for you. And again, if you can trust as much as possible and try to seek the information of why the fuck is this happening? And, you know, in the space of, whether it's like TikTok or a one-on-one or just hanging out in this podcast, like, I just want you to know you're safe to feel everything. You're safe to feel anger. You're safe to feel frustrated. You're safe to feel curious. You're safe to feel enlightened. You're safe to be all the parts of yourself, including being like, this fucking sucks. Like, you're safe in that. So I always want to say that. And I'm not here to change, shift anything. And same with the people in our like community that we're building. We're not here to change anything. We're here to hold space for it. And we do have an underlying deep value of growth, expansion, understanding, healing, and all of that. So, pardoning. Oh my gosh, I'm getting like parched. I need to take a sip of my coffee. I'm going to do this right here with you. Let's see. Can you hear it? The click of the, is it like cardboard paper or something? Yummy. I created a safe space for myself with some coffee shops because I love coffee. And I'm like, no one's coming there except for me unless you're safe with me. Because they mean a lot to me. So speaking of safety as well, with the topic of self-sabotage, like, if you can work to create a level of safety for yourself, either in moments of self-sabotage or after self-sabotage, like, where you can create safety for yourself, or as you're like maybe in the middle of self-sabotaging, pardon me, but see if you can create a safe space for yourself. A really good place to start is yourself, of course. That is a foundational thing within, you know, this sort of self-development, is finding that solace within self as much as possible. And also, we're community beings. So reach out to your friends, a therapist, myself. You know, how can you create safety for yourself? And how does that safety possibly shift and evolve? And how can you create space for the safe space to change in every moment? Because every moment is different. But if you can always, as an example, if you can always come back to self, journaling, meditating, breathing, fucking punching the air, screaming, like, whatever you need to do, you know, if you can create this level of safety that you can always come back to yourself, then you're safe. Like, no matter what, you're safe. And if you're self-sabotaging, you know, take a second to understand why you might possibly be doing that. Is it because you're literally sabotaging something amazing, or is it because there's actually a part that might not feel totally aligned and you just don't know how to possibly deal with it? So you're like, push, you know, you're doing something to try to change it, and it might not look pretty sometimes, but oh, puppies. Oh, puppies. Oh my gosh. One thing I love about LA, by the way, is the dog culture. Dogs are like more important than humans, and I'm so down with that. In fact, we're walking by one beautiful one right now. Hi, buddy. So independent. Hi. Hi. Love it. Anyways, finding that safety within self so that no matter where you are, who you're around, what's going on, you can always come back to self and seeing the message behind your response, your reaction, and sort of just trying to understand it as much as possible. This journey of life is a lifelong thing, right? There's not going to be, I mean, hold on. There can be times where you feel really like, yes, you know, I'm right here. And then you might feel shaken a bit is what I'm trying to say. Like, yes, we can have these moments of like, I'm connected to myself. This is amazing. And then there's a lot of times too. And the reason I'm saying this and the reason it kind of came out awkward, but I'll expand on it, is that, you know, there's a lot of times where people are like, yes, like things are good. I'm feeling aligned. And then they have a moment or time where they're sort of like, oh, I fell out of it. Or I fucked up again, and they can be really hard on themselves. And I also have another workshop on this, but at the same time, I just want to sort of pass on the information that, like, give yourself a sense of grace, allow yourself to be human, and understand that these things do take time. This is literally, if you have a habit of self-sabotage or anything that you're working to sort of evolve, understand, and shift and transmute and love more, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take massaging. It's going to take trial and error. Like, especially if you feel like there's a new portion of yourself moving through this, like, you not only have this habit or cycle you're trying to evolve, you're also trying to do this from a new person perspective. And so, like, that's a lot. Like, give yourself grace as much as you can for this development of self, ultimately this development of relation to life. I feel like there's so much more I want to talk about in terms of like self-sabotage, self-development, but I will, oh my gosh, I don't even know where I'm walking right now. Hey, I'm just like walking, talking, but, there's so much more I do want to say. And I feel, I constantly think about, this and this space and like how it's going to evolve, and I can already see how it's evolving. So, probably talking about these topics and things like that about life and all of this, and from personal as well as sort of expanding into more of a, I don't want to say universal because I can't say that everything is totally universal, but maybe it is. But in a more, I don't know, witnessing perspective, I guess, or a more conversational perspective of humanhood as much as possible. So, one more thing before I head out there. You know, I'm working on a men's workshop right now. I've had a lot of requests from men that come into the space, and they're like, yeah, like, could you please do a workshop in the mental and emotional health? So I'm working on building that. If you're hearing this soon, it's probably going to be, I said May 9th. I think it's going to be May 11th because that's a Saturday. And so we can shift it according, or times according to time zones a little bit easier on a Saturday. So look out for that on my socials. I'm still developing it right now and solidifying the times, but I just want to share that, like, there's these beautiful things coming forward. So if you are interested in feeling, a level of safety around just being yourself, either let me know or take a peek and look out for it. Details will be coming soon, but I'm still going uphill a little bit, but in the, the space, I've had to really think about what is it about the TikTok lives as an example, or the one-on-ones, what is it about that the spaces that make people feel so safe? And not that I need to dissect it. The only thing is I want to make sure in my workshops that I transfer over the same energy. So I do have to think about it. And it seems that there's just a space for people to be human. Like, it doesn't matter to me who you are, what you love, what you're doing, your mistakes. I'm here. We're here. I'm here with you in a safe space to just allow you to feel possibly emotions for the first time, or fuck up and talk about it in a very safe space or something. And so I'm just thinking about this. And if you are in that space at all and you are like, this is what I love about it, please let me know. Like, send me a message on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. Because it's really important to me that I want to facilitate this, especially if I'm involving more people in workshops and stuff. I want to make sure I continue this space in that sort of energy, in this sort of way, and be very mindful and intentive intentive, is that a word, about how I'm doing this, because I care so much. And these spaces, in podcast included, it's very special to me. I'm extremely grateful, and I want to be, attentive, intentive, whatever the fucking word is I'm trying to think of, as possible, to ensure that it just continues this like safe space. Not only is it safe emotionally, fuck, it's getting so loud, I'm getting to a busier street again, but it's also playful. There's also space to like laugh and cry and feel and be expansive and be heard, and like there's just space for everything. And so I hope that I've connected in some way with you. You always, like, even energetically here in this space, like I absolutely feel, I feel your energy, I feel your connection, and that's what makes me so grateful, is you, like right here, you listening. So thank you. And I'm gonna sign off for this episode for now. And I'm excited for the expansion of this story, this podcast, many things that are going on behind the scenes. I'm really excited, and I just love you all. And okay, ciao for now. Hey, thanks for listening. Please visit my website, www.rebeccareinhart.com. You can find all the information of what I am working on. You can sign up for emails so you can get some cheeky emails from me and updates. And thanks for listening. I can't wait to connect with you. Find me on Instagram, find me on TikTok, find me on YouTube, find me everywhere, you know? Let's make it a game. Just kidding. RebeccaReinhart.com. Okay, bye.